This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Iran's supreme leader has pardoned tens of thousands of prisoners, including some arrested in recent anti-government protests, state media reported Sunday, after a deadly state crackdown helped quell the nationwide unrest. State media reported the supreme leader agreed to pardon and reduce the punishment of them on the occasion of the 44th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. However, the pardon approved by the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei came with conditions, according to details announced in state media reports, which said the measure would not apply to any of the numerous dual nationals held in Iran. China is threatening what it calls further actions after an American fighter jet shot down a suspected spy balloon off the east coast of the United States on Saturday. Haley Walsh took video from Myrtle Beach in the U.S. southern state of South Carolina.
It is not looking like a balloon anymore. It's falling. And the jet's going around on the left-hand corner.
China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs insists the craft was civilian and its flight an accident. The U.S. says the massive balloon was for surveillance and spent days crossing over sensitive military sites in North America. Ukraine's defense minister is expressing confidence in securing Western allies' agreement to his country's latest weapons request, warplanes to fight off Russian forces that invaded nearly a year ago. Oleksiy Reznikov told a news conference in Kyiv on Sunday that Ukraine has already received everything from its wish list to Santa, that's a quote, except planes. This is VOA News. Pope Francis made another appeal for peace in South Sudan as he celebrated Mass to close out an unusual mission by Christian religious leaders to nudge forward the country's recovery from civil war. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
On the last day of his African pilgrimage, Pope Francis begged South Sudanese people to lay down their weapons and forgive one another. An estimated 100,000 came to the outdoor mass at the country's monument to independence hero John Garang in Juba. A peace agreement was signed in 2018, but fighting has continued to flare. Meanwhile, those lining the streets to get a glimpse of the Pope's motorcade were encouraged. I'm Julie Walker.
AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports that Pope Francis, along with the head of the Anglican Communion and the top Presbyterian minister, have together denounced the criminalization of gay people and said they should be welcomed by their churches.
The head of the Anglican Communion, Justin Welby, said he agreed with every word the Pope has said, and will be quoting the Pope in an upcoming meeting of the Church of England. In addition, the moderator of the Church of Scotland said that there's nowhere in the gospel that said that Jesus turned away anyone.
Once again, that's AP correspondent Nicole Winfield. A woman died when a boat carrying at least 41 migrants crashed on a rocky coast on the Greek island of Leros on Sunday, authorities said. Greece's Coast Guard announced that they were alerted by an individual who saw a body floating at sea. Three vessels and a helicopter reached the point and retrieved the woman, an unconscious boy, and 39 other individuals, six of whom had made it to the rocky coast. Leros is close to the Turkish coast. Ecuadorians voted in a referendum Sunday that will decide whether to allow extradition of citizens linked to organized crime in a country rocked by a dramatic increase in violence. Conservative President Guillermo Lasso has proposed legalizing it as a means of dealing with a crime wave that has claimed the lives of two candidates in local elections being held alongside the referendum. Ecuador is sandwiched between Colombia and Peru, the world's two largest cocaine producers, and has itself become a hub for the global drug trade in recent years. The Canadian government said on Sunday it deployed a military aircraft over Haiti to address what it called a, quote, dire security situation and to support efforts to disrupt the activities of Haitian gangs. Canada said in a statement that it supports the Haitian National Police and deployed a Royal Canadian Air Force patrol aircraft in response to Haiti's request for support. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.